You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back.
What up, H-Town? On a Thursday with the sun shining, everything is right in the world. I hope. I don't know. But I'll take my chances. Barry Laminack to my right, Nick Sciarra eventually getting in his seat behind the glass. While Mr. Everything gets done with his shift, Nick is now in the driver's seat. Boys?
On a scale of hostage to hippo, how hungry are you?
I'm leaning more towards the hippo than...
Hungry?
Yeah.
You're hungry?
Yeah, that's why I'm okay. Drowning it with water.
Yeah.
It's a rough morning, gang. I'm just letting you know.
Yeah, mine too.
For both of us.
I know, yeah. I barely got here in time, can we just talk about the ethics of elevators real quick?
Again?
Yeah. There's the social injustice that occurred today, and I can't stand for it, and I won't allow it. And it was perpetrated by an old woman on the elevator. And here's the deal. So I got here late, as you know. Traffic, and I had Joe from Coastal Pests come out and do the service, which, by the way, huge social faux pas on my part. I didn't even recognize him because I didn't have my glasses on, and he had glasses on. So I was like, oh, hey, nice to meet you. He goes, dude, like we sat forever last time. I was like, oh, bro, that's so bad. I'm horrible.
Ouch.
Like, yeah, I couldn't see. But so that this morning was bad. Well, then I get here, and I'm starving. And unlike you, I'm not man enough to make it through a show hungry. I have to eat, or I'm like in a Snickers commercial where I'm a diva. So I went and got a sandwich, and on the way back, you know, I'm hurrying. I'm trying to get here. I'm on the elevator, and this nice lady gets on, and it's just me and her, and the doors are closing. And then apparently, I didn't see it, but somebody comes walking up, and she pushes the door open button. And the door almost closes and then opens, and then this other lady gets on. So I was like, okay, not cool, but I'm not going to say anything. Door starts to close again. She does it again! I'm like, now I got to burn this elevator down. Now we've got to fight. Now I've got to punch an old lady for this. This is not acceptable. Elevator. Everyone knows when you're on an elevator and you see someone coming, you act like you can't find the door open button. That's the law. I don't know if you guys know this. There's an actual law in the books that states you have to pretend like you're going to open it, but you never actually push the door open button.
I'll be honest.
Okay.
There are days, it depends on my mood. Like, there are days when I see someone hustling and they're in a hurry and I'm not, I'm like, oh, I'll get that for them.
No.
But then there are days like and I'm just like, yeah, all right.
Yeah, well, I always
next
do
next one's coming quickly.
I always do the one where I'll look down, like, and then I'll look at them and go, oh, but I'm not pushing anything. I'm just like tapping the wall.
That's why you pull out your phone. You just act like you're looking at your phone.
No. Or a lot of times what I'll do is I actually hit the door close button. Like, as they're walking up, I'll be like, oh, but I'm hitting door closed. Like, sorry, and I can't find it. And then the door closes and the elevator goes, and we're all good. But you don't open it twice for two different people. What kind of savage, what kind of disrespectful time management person are you?
But, Nick, what kind of savage, when I've been bitching about how hungry I am, And you and I are sitting here in prep. Comes rolling in, doesn't say a word, and the one day that you're hoping he goes, can I get you guys anything? He goes in and out without saying a word. And then
he went in and just flew out.
Yeah, then you and I,
didn't have time to
waste. Talking about a few different things. And all of a sudden, when he comes flying back in, he's like, hey, and he just plops down and the sandwich opens up and I smell it. I'm like, oh my God. I just.
Dude, that is my bad. Because you guys were talking and I didn't want to interrupt. And for the last month and a half, every day I've asked you, do you want something?
I know, I thought I had taught you well. And then the one day I needed it, you don't do it.
And you both go, nah. Like, I'm bothering you every day I ask. Yeah, every day I ask if you want something from Subway, you guys go, nah, like, leave me alone. We're talking. We've got things to do. You're bothering me, kid.
Well, you always ask when, you know, Falbo's Brothers is here. Hey, you want something to eat? Yeah, no, we've got Falbo's, okay? Oh, you want something to eat? No, we've got Damaris Barbecue.
What, are you cranky too?
No.
Seems like it. I like it. Yeah. I kind of like it. Oh, what am I, crotchety today?
Yeah.
Thanks to Easy.
I see.
No, I'm kind of mad you didn't offer me something too, so.
Okay, you know what? From now on, the next time that I offer and you guys say no, that's it. I'm never asking again. So you better take me up on the offers from now on.
Even when I'm hungry, I'm going to take you up on the offer.
Okay, good. Yeah. And you're still paying for it, though. I'm not buying it.
See, I was
going to
say,
you.
If you're paying for it, but if, Nick, you're not buying it and then snacking it in your backpack.
You better get a bag of chips or a cookie.
The whole time you were asking for this past month, I thought, hey, can I get you something? I thought you meant you were going to take care of the bill.
Oh, hell no.
Why not?
Are you crazy? Dude, I'm raising cats over here. I got expenses.
Jeez.
One of them's got diarrhea. I don't have time for this.
Don't get me started today.
Let me tell you
what. Don't get me started today.
You think you have problems with kids sick? Wait till you get a cat with diarrhea that's had it for 3 weeks. Your whole house, it smells like I live in a diaper. Like, the whole house is just.
Only diapers have, like, baby powder built in or, like, certain, like,
something.
Fresh scent. You don't have that.
Because, normally the cats are good about covering it, but when they get old, it's just like, they're just like old people. They'll just mess themselves and not care. They're just like, someone else will clean this up. That's how the cats are now. They're just like, and then it's worse when, I can't even tell you. This is also, again, why I'll never have a kid. Because I can't imagine that going through that with kids. They throw up on you.
It's the
they
worst.
They mess on you.
We've
they
talked
pee
about this
on you.
Twice,
like,
on the show.
Boys, there babies peeing in your face.
The worst smell ever is child puke.
I can't. Well, you haven't smelled cat diarrhea, I'm guessing. That's pretty
I
bad.
Have, but I'm not.
It's pretty bad. Like, when Joe came over today, I was like, oh, the cat had just had a bout of it. And I was like, well, this is fantastic. I really feel like I'm.
So instead the problem of shining cats right now, you have the litter box inside the house, right? You have to.
Well,
have
what
it
we had to do
house.
Is
Barry
I don't know
to the garage sometimes.
Well, yeah. I don't know if you guys follow me on Instagram, but for the longest time, my oldest cat would just poop by the front door, no matter what, and it didn't matter. He would just get up and just walk over there and poop, and he would just for no reason. And so I was trying to figure it out. Well, first I started posting on Instagram, and my wife got mad because she said that was very embarrassing. I'm like, well, it's not like we leave it there. I mean, I pick it up, but I take a picture of it first because I want to be able to remember these good times. And so what we finally figured out is he's got arthritis. He didn't want to walk all the way across the house to the litter box. So we put one in our half bath right where where he lays. Well, that stopped. But now there's a litter box in the half bath, which is not good. Now
that's
now that,
in the left wing of the house, Nick, of Palatial Laminek Manor. So, yeah, walking a half mile to the front door was tough on the cat. So they put one in the left wing as opposed to the right wing.
I'm not ashamed of my house.
You shouldn't be.
But it's so now I've got a litter box where a cat goes and diarrhea is right there in the half.
So you already know the title of the book, right, Nick?
What is it?
Life in a Litter Box and Other Crap by Barry Laminek.
It's actually pretty good.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Good on you. Thank you. You get a gold star for that.
H-Town bestseller list.
Yeah. That's not bad.
There you
on
have
the
it.
On the fly, too.
I
so
like
you
that.
Had an exterminator there today when you should have had a carpet cleaner.
Why?
Because the cat's crapping all over the house.
No. We have its tile everywhere.
Oh, okay.
It's a fancy house, Joel.
Just because you would have hardwoods if it was everywhere and it was a fancy house.
Well, it's travertine tile and hardwoods. It's
travertine tile.
Because we're fancy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, they poop on tile. It's no big deal. It's she still uses the litter box. Thank God. I couldn't imagine just someone just diarrheaing all over the tile.
James tweets in, nothing smells worse than gorilla at the old habitat at the Houston Zoo. Who's trying that hard to get a whiff of that?
How close are you getting to the gorilla?
Yeah, what are we doing
toilet?
There?
That's, yeah,
well, it's kind of inevitable. You walk through the zoo and it's just like, it just stinks.
What, and you're just drawn to the dung of the, or the dung of the gorillas?
I would imagine that when you walk past it, it would stink, I guess. I don't know. I haven't been to the zoo in years.
There's a great story, and now that Elvin Hayes works here, we have to verify it. Calvin Murphy used to tell a great story about how...
Elvin Hayes works here?
Yeah. Well, on the other side, on the network side. Yeah. So he's part of the family.
Oh.
Didn't you see him at the gal parties?
I did, but I...
We interviewed him
at the... He also works for some competition doing play-by-play.
No, well, he does U of H games.
Yeah, yeah, but that's not on our station.
But he's not paid by them. He's paid by the university.
Ah, okay.
So... The story goes, and we have to verify this. I would love to have Murph tell it on the air, but this is the story at 3 a.m. when we were going from one city to another on the plane, and you really want to sleep, and then Murph starts telling stories, and you just can't sleep because you don't want to miss anything. And he's just the greatest storyteller. But he tells a story about how when they were in San Diego, the training camp was always right near the San Diego Zoo, which is world famous.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
yeah.
Every day—
Have you ever been, by the way?
I have not been to the San Diego Zoo.
No. That's a fantastic zoo.
Rudy— And Murph, every day, because they were roommates, they'd walk across the street and kill time, always looking at the zoo. Well, every day, they would see the gorilla in the gorilla cage, who was massive, and just would stare him down and would never move. And no matter what they'd try and do to get him to move, he would never flinch. And so the last day before training camp was over, they're going back over there again. And Elvin says, I want to go with. And they're like, all right, come on, let's go. And they're getting towards the gorilla cage, and Murph, you know, you have to hear Murph tell it. He's animated. He's fired up. And he's like, you know, he's like, you guys understand, this gorilla right here ain't going to move all day. This gorilla hasn't moved in like 3 weeks. So this dog, it ain't moving. It's just not moving. And you know, and then Rudy's like, yeah, this thing's not moving. It's sat there the whole time. And
great.
They get close to the gorilla cage, and the gorilla locks eyes on Elvin. And starts going, and getting all fired up. And Murph tells it with expletives, so if we were on satellite radio,
yeah,
we could tell this.
Yeah.
But he basically says he starts gathering his hands like a shortstop going for a ground ball, but waving them down at the same time, until he balls up a complete ball of his Duke.
Feces, yeah.
Yep.
Feces.
And it's in basically a ball shape, and throws a chest pass at Elvin Hayes with the... And literally, Murph and Rudy were on the ground laughing and crying.
That is so good.
And I was like, and you hear that story, yeah, like when you're not going anywhere and Murph is like in full Murph. And we were under the seats of the airplane rolling and laughing. It's great. I would love to, I got to get Murph to try and tell it on the air.
By the way, at the break, we need to figure out, is the stream down? I'm getting texts and tweets about the stream being down.
We will look
the other day they blamed
tragic.
Me for it, right?
Did they?
Yeah, someone said the stream's down. Joel
did see that on Twitter. Yeah,
why?
Oh, yeah, getting off the air yesterday. They
why
damn
is that my fault? Everything's my fault. All right, so if you want to join the show, we got a good one going. My sister now wants to follow, because she's a cat person too. My sister now wants to follow Barry on Instagram, as if Twitter wasn't enough. We are at 713-780-ESPN. That's 713-780-3776. You can text to that number. You can call that number. Join the show if you have confidence. Otherwise, you can just hit us up on Twitter. At Barry is funny. At the producer, Nick. And at Pac-Man Joel with a K. Here till 4, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Joel, Nick, and Barry till 4 o'clock as we continue to roll on. Barry already has an ingenious idea based on some of you jumping on what I said.
I just want to know what else you've been responsible for before we went to break. You brought up
people
the fact
blame
that,
me for everything.
Yeah, well, someone mentioned the fact that the stream was down. Thanks, Joel.
No idea why.
And then we got a text during the break that said my tax returns sucked. Thanks, Joel. I had to sit in traffic all morning. Thanks, Joel.
The Rockets lost last
night.
Oh,
thanks Joel.
No.
Keep going.
Yeah. So going. I just want to know what else the people have that you have caused. Like, what's wrong? Like, my cat has diarrhea. Thanks, Joel. Like, I want to know. We should just do that. Twitter.
Hashtag
thanks, Joel. Yeah, there you go. Good thinking, Nick.
So basically, my response to the cat with diarrhea thing is, it's not my job to worry about your leaky... leave it there.
Okay. My leaky cat?
Yeah.
My leaky...
Your
pussy cat.
Something, your, what am I going to say? Your feline faucet.
Do you know in England
that you have
just,
going on?
Yeah. Do you know in England they drop the cat and literally that's what they call them? Just the P word? I don't even want to say it because I don't want to be taken out of context and worry about getting dumped. But yeah.
Dump? That would be podcast gold.
Yeah, that's true.
Did you guys also see, instead of telling people to keep their noses away from their cell phones, you know how everybody walks down and they never look where they're going anymore because they're always looking at their phones?
Yeah. Right.
So in Europe now, they're testing this. At either side of a crosswalk, before you step down from the curb, there is like a neon strip that will either be green or red to let you know that if your face is down in your phone, at least you see the strip and it's red. That means if you step off the curb, there's a chance you're going to be a hood ornament.
Really?
Yeah.
See, that's how you... I don't agree with that.
I don't either. You're
because
catering.
That's how. Yeah, that's
you're to the going irresponsibility against, of a human being.
You're going against the Darwinism and you know, thinning the herd. If you're that dumb, then
that's
you,
what you
should
get.
Go bye-bye.
That's what you get.
You should be hit by a car.
If you want to be a human hood ornament, keep doing what you're doing.
Exactly. I have to work through lunch. Thanks, Joel. The stream is down. Although they did
now,
say...
Now, did they say Joel?
Yeah, they did.
It's did they? Because your face showed me that you...
No, I can show you. It's Joel. That's right there. Joel. Fred Fowler wears a do-rag to the gym. Thanks, Joel.
That I can't help.
Oh, by the way, our last hour today is going to be nothing but baseball talk since AJ likes it so much.
AJ was like,
Whiny ass.
Panties in a bunch yesterday.
Crybaby.
It was crazy. And he starts ragging on us as his lead-in that... We talked baseball in February, and he was appalled. My goodness.
Here goes Richard. I've been a fat ass since third grade. Thanks, Joel. Hashtag thanks, Joel. It's going to take
off.
Well,
Richard, here's the other thing, because you already started today. If you spent more time on a treadmill or running than you do taking shots at me, you might be the next success story based on the quick weight loss.
He wasn't taking a shot, though. He said you were funny. You had a funny moment. That
yeah,
was
a funny
compliment.
Moment, like once in a lifetime. This guy. He and his 14 followers. I'm getting tired of him.
Wow. Uh-oh. Here we go.
Dre's
now you're
in.
Already
See,
cranky.
Dre's at
Have
least
a Snickers,
nice.
Joel.
No,
you're not yourself.
You ate.
You ate.
I didn't. Thanks, Barry. Come in late. Don't say a word. And know I'm starving. And grab a sandwich. And then go... What are you guys talking about?
No, I didn't.
Man, I get that. Oh, that's a good sandwich.
Now, to be fair, I didn't know you were starving.
That's true. But it hurts the story if I go that
way. Oh, that's true. The truth hurts the story. Yeah.
Yes.
Don't let that get in the way.
Let's stretch it a little.
I got you. Okay. So, yeah, keep them coming. Thanks, Joel. Hashtag. You can text it in. You don't have to hashtag on text. That would just be dumb.
But at least Nick and Barry will be happy today. It'll just add to the fuel to my fire because you got to tell your story.
Yeah.
That's the greatest thing in the world.
What?
You get home, you've had a long day yesterday, and immediately the wife wants you to kick right back into baby mode to help get the house settled in and everything like that. All right, I'll do it. I'm doing it. And anyway, she goes, hey, okay if tomorrow after you drop Taylor off at school that you don't have to take the dogs for the walk into the park. Now, granted, I have five dogs.
Right.
Four of which are extremely athletic, as Nick, you've witnessed them.
Yep.
So the walk every morning after I drop Taylor off to school is a challenge because I have a sled dog that can pull me pretty much and an Iditarod if it had to, through an Iditarod. Then I've got a 97.5-pound, as of today, lab retriever, that will just follow whatever the sled dog's doing. And then I got a puppy that's 4.5 months old of energy, and then I've got a 9-year-old terrier mix that just wants to fight the world. So normally the adventure is you take those four dogs on separate leashes and you get them to a park where you can finally take off the leashes and throw the ball as far as I can for like
and then run to the
half
car
hour.
And get away from them?
We don't drive. We walk there and back.
Oh, damn it.
Yep. So, and I have to literally, just to give you an idea, the sled dog, I'm not kidding, I have to wrap the leash around my waist so that I have leverage because this dog can pull so hard, so fast.
It's kind of
so
its job.
She goes, well, so you don't have to take the dogs to the park tomorrow. I'm thinking, great. More time to prep, more time to do this, more time to do that. Maybe even grab a workout in before work instead of after. And she goes, So I made an appointment at the vet. I thought you could take all five dogs in and I'll meet you there.
Oh, hell no.
Wait, time out. I have to drive 35 minutes with five dogs in my car and you'll meet me there. Well, yeah, I got to film Pet of the Week for Channel 11 and do some other things, but I'll meet you there eventually. She finally met me when I was already in one of the waiting rooms because they felt sorry for me trying to corral all five dogs who were going nuts.
No.
I would never make that decision. Sucks. Five dogs at one time? No way.
You know what I would slowly do? I would just slowly take a dog to the farm. That's what they used to tell kids. Where you just one day you wake up and be like, sweetie, I'm sorry.
See, we were talking about today. We love dogs. There's
Husky,
no way we're getting rid
Husky
of any of them.
Went to the farm. What does that mean?
But then I'm watching the clock, and I know I got to go. And I know that, you know, we're normally having our prep session in about, you know, 10 minutes. And then it becomes wifey and her favorite tech who didn't get a chance to see her during the actual process with the dogs starts going, did you hear what happened to me the other day? Oh, no, girl. Oh, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I'm out. I'm getting him in the car, and I'm out. Because I'm already late, and now I am livid. So I'm going now. Goodbye.
That's awesome.
Oh, it makes for a hell of a start to the day. And then you eating a sandwich in front of me just made
and
it worse.
The thanks, Joel.
And now
are
thanks,
Joel,
is just going to pour it on.
We've got so many coming out. Get to the two on Twitter. I thought I only had 12 followers. Pac-Man Joel says I have 14. Thanks, Joel.
Well, that's because he has two imaginary friends wherever he goes.
I've been waiting on a check since 9 a.m. and no one is here to sign it. Thanks, Joel.
Keep them up, gang.
Yeah. Yep. They're rolling in.
Barry is not only funny, he's happy, and Nick is right on by. All right, we're here till 4. Can't wait for the rest of this debacle. 713-780-3776 if you want to thank me for anything. Don't be surprised if I thank you. And you can also hit us up on Twitter. We're here till 4 o'clock, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Joel, Barry, Nick till 4. We like to keep it fresh and real. We were just talking about it in the break, and it's a fact. We don't want to give you regurgitated news. We don't want to talk about what's in detail what others have talked about unless it's such a hot topic that it just it carries itself. So we're constantly, because of you people, except Richard, we are constantly...
What do you mean, you people?
We are constantly targeting untapped resources to get the best stories for you guys. Without having to go over something that somebody else got. I don't know if you guys saw this story last night. Barry, I don't think you did because I was just telling you in the break. Pretty neat story. Tennis player named Jeannie Bouchard. Now, you say tennis player and everybody's like, yeah, okay.
No, my first question is she hot?
And so then I was going to say also a new member of the SI swimsuit team.
Okay. That you would think hot. Mm-hmm. But I got to say, SI... is like some of these restaurants lately. They're lowering their standards for hotness.
They made Allie Raisman,
who's not hot,
look hot. I showed you the picture.
You did.
And you damned it.
You did
immediately.
Well, because I thought she was naked. One,
there was a side boob.
Yeah, and but she's not just not hot, right?
She's like really like ripped
she's
up
fit,
strong.
But I'm not a. Are you a muscles guy? No. I don't want a chick with abs. And better biceps than me. Like, if she's got guns better than mine...
Not interested.
Nope.
So Melissa McCarthy is out of your league.
A-hole. I almost literally called him the whole word.
We were going right to satellite. We were going right to satellite whether we liked it or not.
No.
So...
I'm good.
I heard the story, then I saw the video, and I'm like, well played, young man. As the story goes, Jenny was watching the Super Bowl. And started tweeting the fact that she told you so, that she knew Atlanta was going to win. And an ingenious guy, John, not that kind of John, decides to chime in and say, okay, how about this? If you were so sure, how about if the Patriots win, you go on a date with me? And she agrees.
Now, what was the score at the time? Do you know?
I believe it was at 21-3 when she started tweeting.
Okay.
All right. So as the story goes, after all is said and done, he's trying to cash in. And
she backed out.
Most of the time, people would think she'd back out, right? Okay. John Gerke, and his exact tweet was, if Patriots win, we go out on a date. And she responds, sure. The Falcons then blew a 25-point lead. The Patriots rallied to win in overtime. And not only does she keep her word, she flies old boy in to New York.
Ballin'.
And gets courtside seats for the Nets and the Bucks in Brooklyn.
Man.
Lucky dude.
Not a bad deal, right? Then, as Nick Antley pointed out, he's rather a striking young man.
Is he hot? He's hot? Well, that helps.
So, after the date, she says they planned a second date.
Now, see.
And they're posting pictures and everything. Like if this Cinderella story ends up being the glass slipper and the whole works, my man just played his cards better than any World Series of better than Fred Fowler at any World Series of Poker tournament. I mean, that is all world, man.
Yeah, that's a pretty good deal if you can pull that off. But you got to be handsome. She's not doing that with an ugly dude, guaranteed.
She said,
guaranteed. She looked at his profile
question
picture.
I was asking myself before the show when I was like, Is she doing this if this guy is not as good? This guy looks like he could be an
Now, she's going full-length coat to a basketball game, too, right? He's going with the jeans and, you know, the shoes that both wear, the white bottom dress shoes.
Yeah, with the blazer.
Jeans, and he's got, not even more
probably
like
a V-neck if he's cut.
More like a military, he's got a hoodie and then a military-like jacket on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Very
But she says he's normal. He's a normal man. It's complete luck. I'm so lucky. She's already saying that.
Oh, wow.
My man may have actually done a little bit more than a good night kiss based on all that.
Player's got game.
Yeah, and like she's not bashful about putting videos and pictures, and he's kissing her cheek, and she says, last night, with the emoji of the kissy face.
Oh, I like it.
This dude right here is a player.
Yeah. Evan Gaddis is already hurt. Thanks, Joel.
He's already, you know, it's good. That's true. I was going to say that news is already out, but I forgot you were blaming me today. So.
Yeah, that's a pretty slick deal, man.
That's a pretty good.
But again, you gotta be handsome because you or I do that, and they're like, I'm good. They're like, I'm good. They're not accepting that bet. No way.
I think for me they are. But at the same time, if Juggalo Trey goes right at Jenny,
not happening.
She's like, I mistyped. Voice typed and it didn't work out right.
Yeah.
My Twitter got hacked.
Yeah, exactly.
My Twitter got hacked is exactly right. Yeah.
Big Daddy on Twitter said, Barry, you don't like abs, muscles, and biceps. Your wife must not either.
Wow.
Dang.
Thank you. Now my day is getting a little better.
Look at you. You see? I'm equal opportunity. All
not
right,
really.
Here we go.
After you set up a whole show of what's coming at me.
I got a ton of thanks, Joel. You ready?
Sure.
I have to listen to Debbie Downer, AJ at 4. Thanks, Joel.
That's a classic.
Yeah. I got hit on the club by a fat chick. Thanks, Joel. I'm pretty sure my coworker's stoned. Thanks, Joel. Barry's sandwich was soggy. Thanks, Joel. Hey. What the hell does that mean? Dale's girlfriend broke up with him and is leaving the station. Thanks, Joel. Trey's face looks like it's been stick slapped. Thanks, Joel. I'll give you one guess whose that was.
That would be Dre.
Yeah, you nailed it. A bird flew into my side mirror and broke it. Joel.
Now, did we tell you about that, by the way?
Hold on. Me and my fiance.
No, but do you know why he said stick slapped?
Because he couldn't say the
D-word. No, because during the battle, we all swore that he did not use the word stick and something that rhymed with it and had to go back to where he claimed he said stick.
That
happened during the roast battle.
And he did? Yeah.
No, he did. He said stick.
Okay,
he
good. Said stick. Somebody said thanks Obama was first before thanks Joel. Okay. Way to ruin it. Me and my fiance are fighting because on Valentine's Day, I drank too much whiskey and couldn't... Thanks, Joel.
Oh, yeah. That sounds more like a medical problem than me.
I rolled a blunt and don't have a lighter to smoke it. Thanks, Joel. That was from Chill Clinton.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure, Chill, you make the offer of share and share alike, they get the light and you get it right, they'll come quickly with that flame.
Yeah. And then someone said, Allie Raisman is chiseled and those legs would squeeze. Okay.
I'm telling you, that picture I showed you.
Not happening. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. I like my ladies to look like ladies.
Her face looks like a lady, though. by the way, she's very young. But at the same time, look,
but,
I don't think she's like, I mean, a lot like, okay. And I can't do this because we had people that were
walking. No, you got to do it now. Do it. Do it. Don't be scared, Joel.
We had people walking around Radio Row that were making appearances on other shows. And you look at them and say, from the neck down, I mean, extremely athletic and femininely athletic. But then you look from the neck up and you're like, I don't think Allie Raisman's like that. Don't start with me.
Who?
Don't start with me.
I'm trying to think of who. Tell me at the break. I promise I won't say anything.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway. Yeah, that's going to happen.
I promise. It's just between me and you.
But have you seen Allie Raisman? Now, Nick, you're single.
Are you talking about the astronaut?
No, I'm not. I will if I'm lucky, I will never bring up that astronaut again. That was the biggest debacle of Radio Row.
We got an astronaut on Radio Row. Thanks, Joel.
Yeah, that's a perfect one right there. Nick, you're single. Have you seen Allie Raisman?
Yeah.
And would you be inclined?
No.
At all?
No, not even.
Now, which
bit.
Picture are you looking at? From the gymnastics team or are you looking at from SI?
The gymnastics team.
Okay.
Wow. I mean, the SI is probably...
I mean, all I did was Google her name and clicked images. So.
Yeah, I don't know. And somebody even said, like, Misha Tate is fairly ripped and hot. And again, don't think she's hot, number one. I don't think Rousey's hot.
Rousey, definitely, I'm not a fan.
I don't know why everyone's so hung up on Ronda Rousey being hot.
I think the biggest
definitely
thing is
hot.
Because makeup artists have gotten really good these days.
But I don't think Misha Tate is hot. Gina Carano was hot. There are a couple of other fighters that kind of go under the radar.
I would argue, though, that Misha Tate, for someone who's kind of cut and ripped, she is one of the better-looking cut and ripped.
So Nick does get a twinge for Misha Tate.
I think she's all right. I think she's pretty.
See, I
gets a little
that.
Warm in the
yeah,
lap.
I can sense that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm okay with that.
Thought about camping and didn't need to use a tent?
Yeah.
Bring your own?
Yeah. I'm not – I don't know. There's a few – I need to find all their names, and I'll like tweet them so people, if they want to see what I think is hot for like,
they will be knocking down your Twitter account, of course.
No, not them. I'm just saying
people want to know.
Oh yeah. So there's like three. There's actually a fighter out of Dallas that I'm friends with. Her name is Jen Yu Frey. She's pretty hot, but she's very muscular. But when she's not like working out, is when she looks better than when she's like ripped and cutting.
You sure?
Weight. Yeah.
You sure that's not the male version of how about that? And he's trying to
no.
Jen, you no. fray Friday night?
She's ripped.
Yeah, she's ripped, but you have to look at her when she's not cutting weight for a fight.
Jen, you free Friday
but
night?
She's a good looking chick that's athletic and a fighter. And then there's a couple others. Paige Van Zandt is pretty hot.
I've seen Paige Van Zandt. How in the
a little
world?
Overrated.
I've heard Paige Van Zandt.
Oh, as a fighter, yes.
No, even as looks.
Really?
Both.
But
yeah.
Have you seen her in person?
I've seen her in person, yes.
Yeah, because I've seen Paige Van Zandt do it on a lot of interviews and thought,
just got that text, by the way, Paige Van Zandt and Michelle Watterson, yeah.
I actually think Watterson is better
Nick,
looking
how
than,
you spelled
than
what Barry said that and got it right to see images that quickly was fairly stellar in itself.
Chase Tanner, Barry thinks Cyborg is hot. Thanks, Joel. No. Which one, the guy or the
just
girl
wait.
Cyborg?
wait a minute now. When Barry thinks GSP is hot, then...
Stop it.
All bets are off.
Stop it.
Did you see that James says, you got Granato to talk about eating dog for 10 minutes. Thanks, Joel.
What did I miss? They were talking about eating a
dog? They went completely off the deep end because Granato made the assumption that someone not from a third world country, but that they all eat dog.
And
I believe you're right. It was turkey.
Wouldn't everyone from Turkey eat turkey?
I figured you were going there, Mr. Right? Subway. And I'm starving, so let's talk about more food.
Oh, yeah.
And then it just steamrolled from there. Sean had like 10 dad jokes. Dell was so still reeling from being, you know, outed on his relationships that he didn't have the dad joke button to push. So then they just kept going. It was like a barrel downhill. And everybody couldn't wait to get to our show. So it was a great lead-in.
Yeah.
So right? There you go. Joel. At least thank bad, that. Thank me for yeah, that.
Talk about bad lead-ins.
Jeez.
Good stuff. No WNBA players are hot. Are
Ooh.
They? Are they?
Ooh.
Guys?
Over
help
the
me
years,
out.
There have been some. And then you know what? And I think I told you guys this before.
Like maybe two.
Like, but then one of them just came out of the. And then, like, there were a lot of
kids. Well, that doesn't matter. Hot, it doesn't matter preference. If you're hot, you're hot. It doesn't matter preference.
Yeah, I could probably rattle off at least
let's see.
A handful.
After the. Okay.
All right.
I want to know.
We got that and more coming up, but we're here. If you want to join the show and do any of the above that we've already mentioned and participate, 713-780-ESPN. Hit us up on Twitter. Here till 4, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Joel, Barry, and Nick till 4 o'clock, and I see what I've gotten myself into here.
Yeah?
Having worked for a WNBA team as part of my illustrious career. Look, back in the day when I had to work every one of these games. I mean, I'm not lying. I mean, you can come up with
Well, what did you come up with?
So though? Right off the top, Skylar Diggins went to Notre Dame.
A lot of people are tweeting that.
I don't think there's any doubt that Skylar Diggins and Elena Deladon.
So we got.
So when I went to the, and I think I was telling Nick this.
So I had never seen Skylar Diggins, so I just Googled her.
Never seen Skylar Diggins?
No. Dude, I don't keep up with the WNBA. Are you serious?
But Skylar Diggins was a hot topic.
I keep up with like competitive knitting before I would keep up with that. No.
I'm more of a Brittany Griner kind of guy. Have you seen Brittany Griner?
Yeah, that's
the. You're a Brittany Griner kind of guy?
Yep.
Why? Because.
No.
No, don't get me
she's
started.
She's like 6'10.
Yeah, somebody said, you know, you like some B Griner, Barry. That was ZP. 580, but he said, seriously, Skylar Diggins. And then someone else said, isn't that hotter than a chick with an 8'6" wingspan?
Thank God he said wingspan. So the one I went to the Olympic game here, when the Olympic team played their exhibition, and one of my buddies who used to be our PR guy with the Rockets is the VP of PR for the NBA, but he gets the really tough duty of being the PR guy for Team USA's. So he gets to stay on the cruise ship and go to the Olympics and do all these things. And in the process, we're sitting there, and the guys are playing, and the girls' team comes in. And there's all these little boys, like prepubescent boys, but evidently they've watched some basketball. And they're like, oh, dude, there's Elena Deladon. Oh, man. And they were all fired up because they think she was very pretty. And they walked away, and my buddy goes, yeah, wait till she comes out next week and says she's going with the other team. I was like, don't ruin these kids' dreams.
She's pretty cute.
Elena Deladon, blonde hair, blue eyes.
I'm looking her up. Yeah, she's pretty cute. I got to go. Yeah.
A lot of people think Candace Parker, who's married to ex-NBA player Sheldon Williams that played at Duke.
No, not a fan of that. No.
Erin Phillips.
E-R-I-N. Oh,
E-R-I-N. Yep. Is another one that. Have you seen Elena Deladon with just a military?
Now here's a picture of Erin Phillips in like a nightie.
All right. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, there's Elena Deladon for you.
But there's a close-up.
With just artillery around her hoo-has.
But Erin Phillips close-up? No, I'm good. I'm all right.
But were you okay with Skylar Diggins? Oh, here's one for you. She used to play for the Comets. She's now a sideline reporter. She was in. I think she was doing Suns. Now she's doing Kings. Katie Christensen, I'm telling you.
Okay, I'll Google that. Chase Tanner said, I only have one follower and it's a bot. Thanks, Joel.
Absolutely welcome.
Yep. Preston from Humble also said Skylar Diggs, Candace Parker, and that girl.
You said Humble.
I said Humble.
You kind of said Humble.
Born and raised in Texas.
I know. Sure that's why the slip Humble. Up was surprising.
He also said that girl that's 5'4 from Utah. And by the way, he's listening in Corpus. He's from Humble. He's listening in Corpus. Okay. Shout out to him for that. Thank you, Preston. Who's the 5'4" chick from
First
UT?
Of all, I'm not Gino Auriemma.
Yeah, you are.
I don't know that.
Yeah, you are. And you know what? We got a text asking you about your opinion on some Packers stuff, but I'm not reading it.
Of course you're not, because it's all selected. It's the world according to Barry now. The world is being taken over now.
I'll read it, but first you got to answer this question.
I'm trying to work on
this. No. First you got to answer this question. And Nick, you have to answer this question as well. And you guys...
We don't have to do anything.
Yeah, you guys have to swear you'll be honest.
Nope.
Because I think I know Nick's answer.
Nope, go ahead.
This texter wanted to know China. RIP, by the way. Rest in peace, China. Would you?
No, man.
Thank
no.
God. We can be a squad.
No,
that's good.
Thank you.
That whole muscular thing like that is no. All right, you ready for the Packers question? Do you want it now or you want to wait?
We can wait.
Okay.
We
have struck a nerve with him with the high WNBA.
Sydney Carter.
Okay.
Yep. S-Y-D. Sydney Carter. But I'm telling you, Katie Christensen, Nick, you got to look her up.
I will do that now.
Blast from the past.
Sydney Carter was an English poet, songwriter, folk musician.
I don't think you got the right
one. I wouldn't hit it. Yeah. He's too old for me.
I think you got the wrong one there.
Okay. No. All right. Oh, yeah. I see it. No. We're good.
So that's but I think Katie.
Okay. Well, at least you found a couple, right?
Yeah. And, you know, we had, like, there was a girl in the comments named Tiffany Woosley. She went to Tennessee. She had a really, really, really sweet accent. And she, blonde hair, blue eyes again. So.
Oh, somebody mentioned the Gonzalez twins from UNLV.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
We saw those girls.
Yeah.
They're not in the WNBA yet, but when they do, they go to the top of the list.
Do they?
Yes. Please, if you have time,
yeah.
to rest any doubt you had
okay.
about women's basketball players being hot, check them out.
Yeah, that's all
remember,
covered in.
You remember that the day they were brought up, Nick?
Yeah, I remember they were brought up, and now that I see...
Yeah, I Googled them one day, and that's a good call right there. And someone brought up Ric Flair's daughter?
That I didn't even know existed.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I guess I would Google that because that might be kind of creepy. All right, I'm going to ask you this Packers question now because I want to get to it before it moves because we're getting a ton of text right now and I'll lose it. And I want you to be able to answer this question because unless you told someone, hey, ask me this because I want to talk Packers. So at least it's a listener and, you know, I want to keep them involved. So they said, Joe, since your Packers are in the market for a good running back, which free agent should they go after? Peterson, Darren McFadden, Jennings, Dunbar? Lots of good offensive line players available, too.
So far, you've given me nothing to choose from, with the exception of Peterson.
Would you?
I would go Peterson. I would never touch Jamal Charles after two straight. Edgar Bennett, the legendary Packer defensive back that now does a lot of news broadcasting, dabbles in a lot of stuff, went on a rant the other day how they should go get Jamal Charles. And I just think Jamal Charles, based on two consecutive years of knee issues, probably not.
Okay.
And my buddy chimes
now, of course,
in, by the way.
Of course, if the Steelers don't franchise him, you would.
Le'Veon Bell staying in Pittsburgh, but obviously he's top of the list.
All right.
My buddy, who scares me sometimes, he's engaged now, thank God. He scares me sometimes with his devotion to WNBA and female basketball players.
Uh-oh.
Says his top five would be Maya Moore, Candace Parker, Natalie Achanwa, and Jennifer Lacey. I don't know Natalie Achanwa or Jennifer Lacey.
I don't know.
So.
I have to listen to Barry's funny talk about cat poo. Thanks, Joel. Yeah, that was probably my
point. By the way, according to SI, the prettiest WNBA player currently is Jasmine Lister. J-A-S-M-I-N-E. Jasmine, as it would be pronounced, but Jasmine Lister. There you go.
I will Google that. I will check it. I will indeed. Yeah,
and that's hopefully the end of that discussion.
And
yeah, because I've Googled way too many chicks.
Did you see Katie Christensen?
It's been like 20. I can't find her anywhere. Is it Kate Christensen? I mean, how do you spell? I don't think you got the name right.
K-A-T-I-E. I know her name.
I don't know. I couldn't find her, honestly. I tried.
Let me put it this way. You know how when you're searching things on different websites,
yeah,
and then at the bottom they have like the little ones they want you to click on,
uh-huh,
and it says something like, have you seen these top 15 ex-athlete broadcasters?
Clickbait
She's
stuff?
The picture.
Is she?
Yeah.
Okay. Someone said Ric Flair's daughter has a ridiculous body. Unfortunately, her face very much resembles her dad.
Yeah, I Googled that.
Looked like she's been hit with a steel chair a couple times.
Yeah, and she's ripped, too. So.
Is she? Yeah, I'll pass. No, I'm good. No, thanks.
Well, if she's a WNBA, she'll shoot it when you pass.
Yeah. Hey. I'm not gonna do that. I'm not going to. Someone's disagreeing with me about Misha Tate being hot. That's fine. That's fine.
Hey,
that's fine.
Agree to disagree.
That's good. Yeah.
It's not real life. It's sports and discussion. It's fine.
Yep.
By the way, did you see the comeback trail that is being made by more than just Johnny Manziel now?
Oh, my God.
In the NFL? Someone who has legendary status with some people in the great state of Texas has hired an agent, and don't call it a comeback. He's been here for years, but he's going to give it one more shot as if the last go-round didn't end badly. We'll touch on that and a whole lot more in hour number two, ESPN 97.5.
This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.